The new pediatric emergency department at Albany Medical Center has opened. Hospital officials say the Massary Family Children's Emergency Center is the first of its kind in the region, uniquely designed specifically for children. It all comes after hospital CEO Jim Barba accompanied his granddaughter to the emergency room.
8 years ago, I saw the look of fear on my three-year-old grandchild's face as she struggled being a patient in our adult emergency facility. For me, that was a learning moment. I understood that any credible claim to our being a superb children's hospital had to include the certainty of a separate pediatric emergency building.
Barba envisioned offering children the best care in a less frightening place. So began the commitment to what would become a $50 million project. Albany Med put up $30 million with community residents, businesses, and Albany Med employees contributing financially to the project, with $5 million donated by the Massary family. In recognition, the new four-story, 70,000-square-foot building has been named the Massary Family Children's Emergency Center. Here's Norman Massary.
It's among our most proud accomplishments in the community and something that will serve the children for many, many years to come.
Dr. Dennis Posey, chairman of emergency medicine at Albany Medical Center, says the new ER features some 30 different rooms able to offer a variety of treatments and procedures.
We also have some space on the floor above us for minor emergencies as well as observation spaces. The area here is built with different results pending rooms, and so it does help to maximize flow of children that come through our emergency department.
Jose adds the new facility is attached to the current ER.
So it's all about the children. This unit is specifically designed for kids with a staff that is very passionate and dedicated with taking care of our children.
Jose took reporters on a tour through the building, noting it has its own ambulance entrance and receiving area.
We'll have valet parking here, and kids can come in here. They're greeted by what we call a nurse first, and the nurse can take a look at the child to assess for severity. If they're very ill, they're brought right back into the main emergency department. And otherwise they would get registered here.
The hospital says there are more than 16,000 pediatric visits to its emergency department a year, with 80% of the children treated and released, while the other 20% are admitted to the hospital. The new facility will exclusively serve children and teens up to 18. It includes a triage area, observation units, and other amenities. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.